Malaysia's Prime Minister has ordered the Navy to conduct a search and rescue mission for thousands of refugees adrift at sea. Foreign ministers from Malaysia and Indonesia will travel to Myanmar today for crisis talks. Many of the refugees are ethnic Rohingyas fleeing Myanmar by boat. While Malaysia, Indonesia and Thailand have agreed to stop turning boats away, Australia is sticking with its hard line on asylum seekers.
We are not going to do anything that will encourage people to get on boats. If we do the slightest thing to encourage people to get on boats, this problem will get worse, not better.
The Prime Minister yesterday. Now the Catholic Church says Cardinal George Pell will abide by any request to reappear before the Child Abuse Royal Commission. Cardinal Pell has denied allegations he tried to bribe the nephew of paedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale to keep quiet about the abuse that he suffered at the hands of his uncle. Independent Senator Nick Xenophon has accused the federal government of bowing to pressure from the big miners after it ruled out an iron ore inquiry. After a week of speculation, Treasurer Joe Hockey says the government has abandoned the idea after speaking with stakeholders. Fortescue Metals boss Andrew Forrest has accused the big miners of deliberately driving down iron ore prices. And a new report warns that travel times in Australia's major cities could double within 15 years. To deal with traffic congestion, Infrastructure Australia's national audit calls for more funding for new roads and for public transport.